Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, how could he possibly want more? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 44 and my partner is 48. We've been together for 13 years total and living together for the past 9 years. He's been married before, so he didn't want to get married again. I have never seen a great marriage, so I'm not big on the institution of marriage either. Even now, nothing but married men hit on me. I'm a realist, and I know that 98% of men cheat, so I've tried not to stress out over what my partner is doing when he's not with me. I had hoped the day would never come when he got sloppy with it, and I started seeing signs that he's cheating. We usually have sex when we get home from work, because when we go to bed, that's sleep time, not sex time. We also have sex in the morning, in the shower, the closet, the kitchen, or wherever we are when the urge comes over us. That's why I was shocked to see little signs that he might be cheating. I have seen makeup on his clothes, he has had strings of weave in his car, and he's starting to get texts in the morning. He's never had his phone on silent before, but last night I saw him switch it to silent before he got in the bed. I won't have to ask him if he's cheating. I can just watch him and see how he changes. I was a side piece before I met him, and I witnessed how the married man lied to his wife. I had to personally apologize to that man's wife, and that was the end of me being an adulterer. I am shocked that my man needs more sex, because we have sex daily, sometimes twice a day. How could he possibly want more? What am I missing here? Are men never satisfied? Please help. Well, if it's true the way you guys go at it, the way you say it in the letter, you would think he would always be satisfied, or he wouldn't have the time, or he would be way too tired. But it seems to have the opposite effect. It energizes him. So who knows why he cheats? It could be anything. Only he can answer that. It could be a reason as crazy as the other woman was just there, to he's fallen in love with someone else. And I'm sure you, having been in this space before as a side chick, as you mentioned, you know what I mean. It could literally be anything or nothing in particular why he cheats. The thing that makes your situation different is that you actually have proof here. I mean, you have some makeup. You've seen makeup on his clothes. You've seen strands of hair. And another dead giveaway, he has changed his behavior. And he's not trying to hide it. So the decision is yours now. You've been with this man for 13 years total. No marriage in the offing, nothing like that. You guys aren't planning to do that. So what do you want? I mean, do you want to stay with him and to continue to see this makeup and hair, you know, everywhere, or you want to leave and not give him another 13 years of your life? And then, you know, you got to think about this. Sometimes men just get tired. We get tired of each other after so long. Steve?
First of all, I'd like to say I cannot believe Shirley's answer. I just cannot. Shirley, you surprised me.
What's
happening?
It's good.
Are you changing as a person? I mean, just your answers.
You just haven't been listening over the years, I think.
Oh, I've been listening. Oh, that's one thing I know how to do. Oh, how to listen. That's how I know to change. I'm so glad he changed me.
Would you give your answer?
Well, here I go. I'm 44. My partner's 48. This is a woman right here. First of all, let me say this right here. I can't help this dude in this letter. The cat is out the bag. The gig is up. The proof is in the pudding. And nothing I can do for you, bruh. Busted. Caught. You ain't even trying to deny. She has not even presented the evidence or made an accusation. She done merely wrote a letter. And dog, you the star of the show. Please help. Please help you, lady. You just described something. You've been married before. Your husband been married before, so he didn't want to get married. Y'all been together for 13 years total, living for 9. He was married before, so he didn't want to get married again. You then said you ain't never seen a great marriage, so I ain't big on the institution of marriage now. She said, even now, none but married men hit on me. She said, I'm a realist, and I know 98% of men cheat. 98% of the men you know. That's not a true statement. That's really, really not a true statement. And I can say that on behalf of men.
She can say it as a side chick, though.
Well, just because you trifling don't mean everybody else is trifling. And just because your man cheat don't mean all men cheat. See, now you being a side piece, how that validate the letter anymore? How? So, let's go on a little bit further. I try not to stress over what my partner's doing when he's not with me, and I hope the day would never come that he got sloppy with it. All you was hoping was, and you wished this on yourself, that he didn't get sloppy with it. You assumed he would do it. And so now there you have it. That's why you're not tripping. Now, here the part, though. We have sex when we get home from work, because when we go to bed, that's sleep time, not sex time. We have sex in the morning, in the shower, the closet, the kitchen, wherever we had the urge come over. That's why I was shocked. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations. This don't normally happen like this. I'm here to tell you that. There's some married women on the show. But I can tell you right now.
Hang on, Steve.
They not going for all this here.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, how can he possibly want more? We'll get back into it right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, come on, Steve. let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, how could he possibly want more?
Let me quickly go over this here. The letter is called, Why Would He Want More? Because they married, and they, both of them don't want to be married. Well, they live together, and both of them are not wanting to get married because both of them been married before. And she said she never seen a good marriage because 98% of all men cheat. I said that's not a true story. And then she validates this whole letter by saying I used to be a side piece. Well, and what? So now, since you was a side piece, what you saying? All women are side pieces? Because you done made the statement that 98% of men cheat. So you must be willing, since you was a side piece, you must be willing to say that 98% of the women are side pieces. Do you understand why we can't let you make that broad sweeping statement on this show? You can't say that about men, and you can't make that statement about women. Just because you was a side piece, these women ain't going for that. Now, your question is, how could he possibly want more? She's saying, we have sex when we get home from work, because when we go to bed, that's sleep time, not sex time. Then we have sex in the morning in the shower, the closet, the kitchen, or wherever we are when the urge come over us. That's why I was shocked to see little signs that he might be cheating. I done seen makeup in his clothes, he has strings of weave in his car, and he's getting texts in the morning. I can't save this dude. I can't save the weave in the car, makeup on your clothes. I can't save you, dog. There's nothing I can say. He's never had his phone on silent before, but last night I saw him switch it to silent before he got into bed.
You can't come up with a lie for him.
I can't help him. I can't help him. Because this woman right here ain't even accusing him. Because she says, I won't have to ask him if he's cheating. I can just watch him and see how he changes. Then she said, I was a side piece before I met him, and I witnessed how the married man lied to his wife. But then you also must have witnessed how to be a side piece. So now what you mad at her for? Side piece. Slaw. Mashed potatoes with the light gravy. Dirty rice.
Oh, those are sides.
You just mad because you said all 98% of the men cheat.
Show like that church's okra, though. That fried okra. That's a good side.
Yummy.
That's a good side.
Oh, there are some good sides.
Hell yeah. Sides make a meal. I had to personally apologize to that man's wife, and it was the end of me being an adulterer. Well, that's good. Everybody make mistakes. Now you all, now what, though? But what you want? Because you said, I am shocked that my man needs more sex because we have sex daily, sometimes twice a day. How could he possibly want more? That's your only question. What am I missing here? Are men never satisfied? Yes, men are very satisfied. A lot of times. If you're getting sex twice a day, pretty much that's you done topped out. I got to go to work.
What's going on? It's too much.
What the hell?
Too
And quit broad sweeping everybody under the same rug. Are men never satisfied? Twice a day or do it for me.
Let's hope
I'm
so.
Good. I got news for you. Matter of fact, I don't really want it twice a day. I got to go to work.
You need your rest.
I got a couple Netflix series I'm caught up in.
You watch TV.
Yeah. I got to work out. And how about this here? Damn it, I'm tired.
Yeah, you would think.
How could he possibly want more? What am I missing here? Are men never satisfied? Please help. Men satisfied all the time. But now let's get to this question. Are men never satisfied? I think your question needs to be, why is he not satisfied with you? I think that's what we're talking about. See, quit trying to blame this on men. Quit trying to blame this on all 98% of men cheat. When you just said you have experience at being a side piece. So if 98% of the men cheat, you must be saying all women are capable of being side pieces. You see how that sounds? That's not a true statement. So now let's talk about why your man ain't satisfied with you. It's twice a day. What is this y'all doing that ain't making it work twice a day? Y'all need practice better. Y'all need some more technique. Y'all need some more practice. Because you getting it in twice a day and it ain't cutting it, what the hell is y'all doing?
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's
y'all
a
need
lot.
To some, y'all, hey, see, what y'all doing is y'all doing two quickies every day. Y'all need to put some more. You need to put in some wear down sessions. You need one of them sessions. I'm talking about when you roll over and you can't even see good no more. You need to roll over and just
post
drop on the bed.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.